could save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The majority in the Senate, like the majority of the country, believes the middle class deserves this tax cut. The minority in the Senate believes, against all evidence to the contrary, that millionaires, billionaires, and these big CEOs who ship jobs overseas deserve this giveaway. We disagree. But that's why the founders created this body, to debate and settle those disagreements.
This debate is not about cutting taxes. This debate is whether or not we ought to increase taxes on anybody during a recession.
Oh, my God. Don't you get tired of listening to the same old bunkum over and over and over again? It's so predictable and pretty... Well, I thought it would be boring, but apparently many of you do not, because this is the number one issue in talk radio and talk television from the weekend, the tax cuts. You see the headline, Senate fails to extend tax cuts. Well, they're going to have votes. They're going to start. Couldn't figure it out any other way, so they said, okay, let's vote. It's kind of like what they do with a lot of things. We'll vote now and fix it afterwards. If it passes, fine. If it doesn't pass, we'll just keep taking a stab at it. And so Senator Harry Reid there, starting off talking about how bad the Republicans are. Republicans bad, Democrats good. Seems the public doesn't agree with that, though. The election would, you'd think, certify that in their heads. Chuck Grassley, Charles Grassley, senator from Iowa, the better of the two Iowa, in my opinion anyway, the two Iowa senators. Harkin is a sellout. Grassley, not quite so much. The debate is on about tax cuts, and so we'll cover it, and you'll debate as well. Discuss, debate, give us your point of view later on in this hour, about a half hour from now, after we've presented both sides of the issue from talk radio and talk television, whatever new media material we can find. You'll be the beneficiary of information you may not have had before, and then we'll be the beneficiary of your thoughts at 800-510-8255. Or you can go to Twitter or Facebook and follow us there, or call the text line. Keep this number handy, too, if you desire to call while you're doing something else, perhaps 646-926-DOUG. So the two Democratic-sponsored tax measures that have failed so far, there was a Saturday session of the Senate this weekend. The measures would have extended current tax rates for all except high earners. Despite the failure of that vote, White House officials, congressional Republicans, reportedly closing in on a deal that would extend current income tax rates for all Americans, as well as benefit programs for the long-term unemployed. So that the headline is Senate fails, but it's only the first time around. So it isn't really a failure. It's just one of the realities of how the system works. And Harry Reid was talking about how great it was that the founders, the forefounders of the country, were smart enough to figure all of this out, because they knew there'd be a Harry Reid someday and they need to deal with it. All right, so the president's not happy with this, and he's happy to tell anybody who'll listen.
I am very disappointed that the Senate did not pass legislation that had already passed the House of Representatives to make middle-class tax cuts permanent. Those provisions should have passed. I continue to believe that it makes no sense to hold tax cuts for the middle class hostage to permanent tax cuts for the wealthiest 2% of Americans, especially when those high-income tax cuts would cost an additional $700 billion that we don't have and would add to our deficit. But with so much at stake, today's votes cannot be the end of the discussion. It is absolutely essential to our hardworking middle-class families and to our economy to make sure that their taxes don't go up on January 1st. I've spoken with the Democratic leadership in Congress, and I look forward to speaking with the Republican leadership as well. And my message to them is going to be the same. We need to redouble our efforts to resolve this impasse in the next few days to give the American people the peace of mind that their taxes will not go up on January 1st. It will require some compromise, but I'm confident that we can get it done, and the American people should expect no less. As we work our way through this issue, we must not forget that last week some 2 million Americans who have lost their jobs also saw their unemployment insurance expire right in the middle of the holiday season. And that's not how we should do business here in America. I believe it is simply wrong to even consider giving permanent tax breaks to the wealthiest Americans while denying relief to so many Americans who desperately need it and have lost their jobs through no fault of their own.
My God, these guys, these people, what do they drink? What does one have to do with the other? Plain class warfare, that's the dirtiest old Democratic game that there is. So you have both sides presented tonight. Throw in my two cents when I think the comments on either side are outrageous. That's just gratuitous crud from the president. It just really is. It's playing that game. Didn't the president read the newspaper? Did he see who won handling the last election? Not that they're any great shakes, but it tells you something about the way they've been doing it. They just either don't care, they don't listen, they don't get it, they're tone deaf, on and on and on and on and on and on and on. So, at any rate, I'm looking around here, about 13 different examples of things from both sides. So we counter Harry Reid and we counter the president in a few minutes, although John Kerry is up next, one of the wealthiest, if not the wealthiest member of the Senate. He and Herb Kohl, I think, are tied for being right up there in terms of what their own personal wealth is. And Kerry didn't get it. He has it by infusion, if you know what I mean. At any rate, we'll get to that in a matter of moments. 800-510-8255. This Christmas, send her the new hoodie footy pajama. I guess it would be pajamas, although a single pajama is a pajama, right? You have two pairs of pajamas, but if you put on one of them, are you wearing a pajama? The most talked about gift for women, the hoodie footy, is available now from pajamagram.com. Hey, look around. You won't find anybody else has these things. Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie and the coziness of footy pajamas all together. So you will have kept her warm from head to toe without having even to do anything. Made of micro fleece, it's soft, it's comfy, it's warm, it's wonderful. Zip front and zip feet, so she's too hot. Take some of that stuff off. Buy the sweet and sexy set. Which the new, it's kind of, you can just use your imagination. Think about a pajamagram that's kind of sexy. Matter of fact, they have about 100 styles to choose from at Pajamagram. Everything from naughty to nice, comfy to sexy. Each pajamagram is delivered in a wonderful gift hat box that has lavender bath confetti with it, a do not disturb sign with it, a gift card. All of that comes free. Overnight shipping, Christmas shipping, guaranteed. Here's how you get your Pajamagram. Visit their website, pajamagram.com, or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's 800-448-3757. That's a great idea. Tell them Doug Stephan sent you. 800-448-3757.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
This week, wrap up your holiday shopping with great holiday savings at True Value. Get a powerful halogen work light, 500 watt, for just $1,488 and save over 40%. Or pick up our triple toolbox set. Get three toolboxes for the price of one, only $1,297. Available at participating stores while supplies last. But you better wrap it up soon. Sale ends Saturday. True Value. Start right. Start here for the holidays.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Macy's Perfect Gift Sale has the best gifts for everyone at 25 to 50% savings, plus an extra 20, 15, or 10% off when you use your Macy's card or pass. Save on sweaters for him and for her, $29.99. Designer active and wool coats, 40% off. Holiday Lane and Martha Stewart Collection ornaments, 50% off. Plus, get free shipping at Macy's.com with a $99 purchase. Shop early till late at Macy's Perfect Gift Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
800-510-8255. Okay, we have all of the Sunday morning chat shows from CNN to Fox to Face the Nation. And now we start with Meet the Press. David Gregory here speaking with Senator John Kerry, who was very upset with the Republicans, or at least he's pretending to be pretty upset for blocking the legislation. He says it rewards the wealthy.
The big news is tax cuts, unemployment benefits. Senator McConnell was careful in his language, but seems to be suggesting a deal is at hand. Where are we?
Well, David, I think that there will be an agreement because yesterday's vote made it very, very clear, this enormous divide between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Republicans are fighting to keep in place a tax policy that has failed over the last 8 years. It has failed. We have had a net loss of jobs. And what we've seen is a Republican Party that's absolutely prepared to deny unemployment insurance to people who've been laid off, who can't pay their bills, who want to, you know, put food on the table for their families. They've said no. We're willing to hold that hostage so that we can give the wealthiest people in the country a bonus tax cut. And what I mean by that is, you know, people aren't focused on the fact that under the Democratic proposal, everybody in America got a tax cut. The wealthiest people in America got a tax cut, up to the $250,000 of income. What they're fighting for is to give those people who earn more than $1 million a year a bonus tax cut above that, even though it's the least effective way of creating jobs and putting impact into the economy.
But, Senator, isn't it true that the president's own economic advisors have said to him at this juncture, look, you may feel like you've drawn a line in the sand, no extension on the tax cuts for wealthier Americans, but uncertainty right now in the economy means that you could lose more jobs. You could have a worsening job situation if you don't,
let me tell you,
if you don't extend these tax cuts for now, for a temporary period.
Where we want to extend the tax cuts for every single American, but up to a level that makes sense in terms of our economy. You talk about uncertainty to the economy. How much uncertainty is there to our economy when you add $800 billion to the deficit?
But the president seems willing to deal, is the point.
Well,
I mean, there may be a disagreement about this still, but he seems willing to deal.
I think it's critical for people to understand what the Republican, how bankrupt, how fundamentally reckless their position is and has been. And the fact is, I mean, let me go a little bigger here for a minute. Our country is challenged economically as never before. You know, people talk about American exceptionalism and how there's sort of this automatic for America. Yes, we are exceptional, but we're exceptional when we do exceptional things, when we behave exceptionally. We're not doing that today.
You know what? This guy is so full of himself with the standard, the passing, if you will, of I'm almost speechless. Listening to that 2 minutes of drivel, it makes me just not for a guy who makes his living and has for four decades as a radio host. Listening to that drivel, I'm not sure I can say what I'm thinking on the radio. That's about it. 21 after the hour.
You worry. We do too. So that's why we made the new OfTheField.com website. New features include the ability to grow and expand, the Free Foragers Forum, and an ultra-secure e-commerce platform. In celebration of our launch, from now until December 6th, Take 10% off on everything in our learning resources area by using the coupon code NEWSITE. That's N-E-W-S-I-T-E, no spaces. With this new platform, it is our commitment to serve the foraging community with questions, tips, tricks, and advice freely asked for and given by all. In these times, the strong and principled must stick together, share information, and form bonds stronger than any food tyranny. Wild food is both free to own and free to take, and together we can keep it that way. So go to ofthefield.com and use coupon code NEWSITE or call 888-51-EAT-FREE and give the gift that gives for life. That's ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. All of nature's bounty lies at your feet.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Clay Kohut, who's in charge of social media, tracking down some of your comments on Facebook and in Twitter. Meanwhile, we go to the tried and the true, if you will. That is television before we get to radio. Let's see here. CNN and State of the Union Sunday program hosted by Candy Crowley. Here, she speaks with Senators Orrin Hatch, who is a Republican, and Ron Wyden, who's a Democrat, about the possibility of reaching this deal that everybody's talking about sometime perhaps this week.
We're now looking at reports, New York Times and elsewhere, that a deal is in the making, that would continue all tax cuts for 2 years, that would extend some other tax cuts that were in the stimulus plan, and would extend benefits for the long-term unemployed for a year. Okay?
Well, I think we can work that out. The Republicans have always been willing to extend the benefits that we want them to be paid for. And we do have some extra funds that are available to pay for it, but the Democrats don't seem to want to do that. And secondly, they want to add the make work pay, which is just another way of moving. Since President Obama has become president, the bottom 40% of all wage earners do not pay taxes. Now it's up to 49%. Then they want to have make work pay that's moving it towards 60%. And that's going to cost at least $60 billion more. I mean, it's just spending, 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 and taxing and taxing and taxing. That's what they seem to be doing.
This sounds like a no to this plan now.
You like watching political games. This last week has been just right for you. I just think when you look at those jobless numbers that came out last Friday, what's needed is a different conversation, frankly, an adult conversation. For example, this last Friday we saw that jobs in American manufacturing had gone down considerably. One of the reasons that we don't have manufacturing in the United States is that tax laws favor doing manufacturing overseas. What I've been working on with one of Senator Hatch's colleagues, Senator Gregg, is legislation that would be bipartisan that would cut the taxes for folks who manufacture in the United States by getting rid of the break.
Can't do that now in this process. Do you see Republicans walking away from this session without having an extension of any tax cuts? And do you see Democrats doing this? Would you really walk away without extending these tax cuts?
I don't think we can. I think that would be disastrous. We're willing. It seems to me we're willing to kick this over for about two or three. Well, I'd like it permanent, but we can't. We don't have the votes. Kick it over. Let's take care of the unemployment compensation, even if it isn't backed up by by real finances. So we've got to do it, so let's do it.
I'd be willing to go along with a one-year extension so we can protect the middle class, not do anything to discourage economic growth, and give us the time to fix this job-killing, insanely complicated mess of a tax system. What Washington is all about, this is a town driven by a culture of procrastination. If you don't force fast action, what you'll end up doing is just kicking the can down the road, and the only thing those jobless Americans are going to get is a really kicked can.
800-510-8255. That's Senator Orrin Hatch and Ron Wyden with the possibility of the next week seeing a deal. Here now from Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer speaks with Politico's Jim Vandelli, who says some of the Democrats are livid the president may cave on this tax cut debate.
It appears they are going to extend these Bush tax rates, as Senator Kyle likes to call them. He doesn't want to call them tax cuts. But it sounds to me like the START Treaty is not going to get ratified during this session.
I think you're right. I think everything we're hearing over the weekend is there could be a deal as soon as Wednesday that would extend these Bush tax cuts for at least 1 to 3 years. This is astonishing. If you think about it, you have President Obama, with a Democratic majority in the House and Senate, about to extend Bush tax cuts for millionaires and billionaires for a duration that could last the totality of the first term of the Obama presidency. Who would have thought? If you think back to that campaign, this was the issue he talked most about and talked most passionately about, and now he has to compromise. So it is a big compromise.
Do you think, Jim, that this might get him an opponent in the Democratic primary for president next time around?
I don't know if he'll get an opponent, but one thing that people should keep in mind, in the next 6 months, if things play out the way we think that they're going to play out, he's going to have to look liberals in the eyes and say, not only did I extend tax cuts for the rich, I'm also going to probably leave the end of my first term with more troops in Afghanistan than I inherited. So on two of the biggest issues that liberals care most about, he's taking a position that looks a lot like George W. Bush.
But it does appear that they are going to get this, I mean, as far as the unemployment benefits, and that's very important to millions of Americans with Christmas coming
up. It is, and there's other priorities, other tax credits that the Obama administration wants, and they'll say, listen, as part of this compromise, we got a lot of things that Democrats care about. But on the big issue, they're basically taking the Republican position, and that's why Democrats on Capitol Hill are privately livid, because they feel that the White House basically telegraphed a compromise several weeks ago when David Axelrod had made some comments, and that they've done so in private meetings ever since. So this is sort of inevitable, and you had that feeling with the senators today. They both felt like this is inevitable.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva Ibandrin.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
And so on.
Radio Countdown 800-510-8255. Be patient to get to you in a few moments here. We got a couple of other bits and pieces from our Sunday overview of the radio and television. Davis Asman from Fox speaking with Overstock.com President Patrick Byrne. They discuss how this tax uncertainty may affect business and, in fact, how this guy runs his business.
Do tax decisions inside the Beltway have any influence at all on your hiring decisions?
The tax is just the price that government charges for its services. And those of us who've been in business know that when you raise your price, you get fewer customers. And as the government raises the price it charges our society for its services, I don't think its business model is going to go up in smoke, because they're driving. There's other countries that are providing as good or better services for lower price. So in general, this is not a good business plan, that we're just going to keep trying to raise taxes to get our way out of the problem. Yeah.
Now, I know that you are actually hiring some people because it's a seasonal time to do that and everything, but have you talked to some of the small businesses around the country who are thinking about not hiring because they're afraid taxes are going to go up?
Absolutely. We talk to a lot of small entrepreneurs. We do business with a lot of small entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Right now, for us to employ somebody and pay them, say, $40,000 really costs us about $65,000 or $70,000 when you add all the extra costs in. And if the government makes that $75,000 or $80,000, of course, it becomes less economical to hire new people. We're very proud, we just broke the 1,500 employee mark, and it isn't all seasonality. We're hiring developers. But yes, as we do the calculation, we look at, okay, to pay somebody $40,000 really costs us $65,000, let's say. If the government makes it really cost us $70,000 or $75,000 or $80,000, of course it's going to get in the way of us hiring.
Now, the other thing that's affecting employment decisions is unemployment insurance. There may be a trade-off if, in fact, taxes are not raised by Democrats. They may say, okay, we'll keep the rates as they are. if Republicans agree to increase or extend unemployment insurance. What do you think of that idea?
Certainly there's a direct correlation, and I know you've talked about this. I've seen lots of things in academic papers, and The Economist writes about this, the magazine The Economist. There's a direct correlation to how long you extend unemployment benefits and how much unemployment you get. We'll get more unemployment the longer, the more we extend the benefits. I think the single biggest thing they could do would be eliminate the minimum wage. It would solve over, you know, there's all kinds of, you would solve the unemployment problem overnight with if you eliminated minimum wage. But I know that's too far out an idea.
All right, so that's a fellow who runs his own business, Patrick Byrne, running Overstock.com. I have a friend who has a real estate business, and with each point that there's a $45,000 tax load added to his bill, he lets somebody go. And he tells the IRS that. Every time I have to pay more money, $45,000, $50,000, we let go people. And maybe that's why you see the unemployment numbers going up instead of going down. Now, this stuff is crazy. These people are mad. They're crazed. Spending until everybody is so worried about what the future is about. And the waste, the fraud, the corruption, the abuses of your tax dollar, nobody is talking about that. Why is that? Why is there no discussion of the incredible, the awful waste that there is in government? And there are people who are collecting paychecks. People say, well, if they don't get it that way, they'll go on welfare. Is there something wrong with the system that says one equals the other? Good Lord. 800-510-8255. Here's Pedro Echevarria speaking with Grover Nordquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, making the case for the tax cuts to be permanent.
What goes forward as far as the discussion now between the president and Republicans and Democrats as far as what to do with tax cuts?
This is very interesting. There were lower tax rates passed in 2001 and 2003, and they end in January. So there is a rather significant $1 trillion tax increase happening on everybody's taxes unless something's done. There's a conversation going on now that the Democrats would like to extend them for some people, but not for all. Think about that for a second. Democrats have had a majority in the House and the Senate for 4 years, and they've never even written a bill to extend the rates for anybody. Not for poor people, not for middle-income people, for nobody. So, and then Obama gets in. So for the last 2 years, Obama, Reid, and Pelosi have woken up every morning and not lifted a finger to extend the tax cuts for middle-income Americans. And then they went to bed at night. And they did the same thing the next day. So the idea that somehow they have some burning desire to extend the lower rates for anybody is nonsense. They were hoping the whole thing would die. They'd get all this lovely money. And they used, we don't want to cut taxes on some high-income earners or extend the lower rates for high-income earners. That's why we're not giving it to anybody. I think it'll be extended for everyone. There's no reason to raise taxes now or any time in the near future. And so we're going to have an extension. How long?
Should it be temporary?
No, it should be permanent. Because one of the challenges you have, one of the reasons the economy is not done very well is that there was this, Obama stood there with a sledgehammer on January 1, 2011, and everybody making an investment decision knew that there was this massive tax increase, that capital gains tax was going to go up, goes up by 33% on everybody. The dividends, the corporate dividend that people pay out for a lot of retirees and so on, that tax jumps from 15 up to 40%, more than doubles. It's a body blow to the economy. So if you say, tell you what, we're not going to smash you in the face now. We're going to smash you in the face in 2 years. Do you think investors and businesses say, oh, that's great. We're going to build a new factory because we're protected for 2 years? And then you hit us in the side of the head? No. Temporary tax cuts don't have the effect of changing the incentives or disincentives that people face.
800-510-8255. Okay, so there's Grover Nordquist. The president said after the trade pact deal was struck between the U.S. and South Korea, it would create as many as 70,000 new jobs. Exports of U.S. goods to South Korea could hit $10 billion. They consume cars, food, other services. They have a $560 billion-dollar economy, new markets for U.S. companies. The deal was stalled at the summit a couple of weeks ago, but they had worked it out in time for him to sign the deal when he was in South Korea, and one wonders whether it has anything to do with the United States' support for South Korea in response to the North Korean artillery attack this 2 weeks ago? Is that when it was now? I think it's been about 2 weeks. 800-510-8255. So what do you think about all of the discussion? What's substantive here? What's nonsense? What impresses you? And most importantly, what do you want to see done in the name of fixing the economic taxes back and forth, the economic situation? This discussion goes back and forth and up and down, and it does get a little nauseous listening to some of this stuff on both sides, doesn't it? 800-510-8255, that's the connection line. Plus, don't forget our text line, 646-926-DOUG, and please include your name in the text.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the field, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works wonders.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Okay, let's get at it here with your calls on the pay, the scratch pay. Well, I guess it is pay. You take home more. You look at the stub, by the way. If you get paid regularly, you're not in your own business, and you get a paycheck every week, 2 weeks, every month, whatever, do you look at the check? Do you look at the stub? And do you understand how much of the money that you've made, goes to pay your local taxes, state taxes, federal taxes? Do you know? If you did, you'd be on one side that you may not be on right now. If you understand how much money is going into the coffer and know a lot of it is used for good, a lot of it is used to help, a lot of it is, as someone said here earlier, the cost of, it's a bill, the cost of government services, what they charge. But don't you find it bothering when you understand 40 cents on every dollar goes to pay the interest on the debt, another 14 plus cents is waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. 14 cents out of every dollar you might as well stick in the toilet. Doesn't that bother you a little bit? Do you want to do something about that? Linda calls from Alton, Illinois. Linda, thank you for your call. Please go ahead. You're on the air on the countdown.
Hi. Hi. I'm calling in this morning about, I'm concerned over the Social Security. I live on Social Security, and I understood the president to say that he was going to make it easy as much as he could for us who had helped build things for our nation. And we're losing, and we're losing big time. And it doesn't seem like there's a conscience with the government for what they're doing to us after we serve them.
Well, I think I hear what you're saying. A lot of people are concerned about that program, and I really can't add anything that'll make you feel better because I don't know much about it. I've not counted on Social Security. I don't figure I'm going to get much. My father didn't. He never took a Social Security check till he was 84 years old. Figured other people could use the money more than him. And in this circumstance, my children don't expect there ever will be any Social Security for them. They're trying to figure out how to do it on their own. It's probably too late for you to do that. There's no easy, good, quick answer for you, Linda. You have been the victim of political machinations. You're a political football. The issue is a political football, and it isn't being handled, I don't think, credibly or honestly.
No.
It's not.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Now they're talking about cutting what benefits we're getting on top of they're already not giving.
Well, they've already spent the money. The Social Security system has no money in it because it's been borrowed, in quotation marks, to be used for other programs, as is the if you look at the four big trust funds, the airline trust fund, the road trust fund, there's another one that's not in my head at the moment, but they're all empty. All of those accounts are empty because the money's been used for other things. It's the kind of thing that politicians do, and people who are supposedly keepers of the castle here, that you and me, kiss it off to, oh, well, that's the way politicians are. You know what? That doesn't serve you. So what do you vote for these people for? And my bet is that most people who are upset about it don't even understand the system well enough to know that the reason there are problems is because nobody votes at the primary level. Too many people vote expecting that their job is done when they go to the general election. When the primary election is more important, you pick and choose people who are going to represent you from a number of different choices. You only have one choice, and it's usually a bad one because people don't understand the system to begin with. Inherently, people use the system poorly by not going out to vote for better candidates in the primary. The lunatics go out and vote for the fringe candidates, and they win. And then they win the primary, but they don't win the general election because they are, as described, fringe candidates. Obama is a fringe candidate. Lady who won, you know, these people that we always just, we keep saying, oh, well, I'll hold my nose and vote for the less of the two evils. What kind of thinking is that? That's why you got all these problems.
Right.
Got it? All right, thanks. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Bedford, Virginia, what say you?
Yes, Doug. I don't think there ought to be any tax for anybody. I guess it's time for all those.
No taxes or no tax breaks?
No tax breaks for anybody. It's time for us to bite the bullet.
Yeah.
We listen to these politicians. They got us in this debt. Don't listen to them anymore. Mm-hmm. We're all going to have to bite the bullet. And for every dollar that comes in from these tax breaks, the government has to match it with spending cuts. That's a fair deal.
Yeah, well, you better call your congressman and your senator and tell them that's what you think the deal is, because that's not what they're thinking. 800-510-8255. We're checking with Clay Cohut in a moment, plus certainly lots more of your calls coming up on the countdown of 51 past the hour.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. You want to know what's really under my skin about this? The fact that last week the president asked for or suggested he was going to demand that federal workers take a freeze. Right? Most people said, oh, what's the big deal? We've taken pay cuts. We haven't had to deal with freezes. Well, as usual, when a politician says something, is there something else to it? Something behind it? Another reality? Well, the reality is that the president's proposal of a pay freeze for federal employees may be a step, albeit small, if it were true, to cutting government spending. But if you look at it more closely, there is less to it than meets the eye. In fact, many federal employees will get their salary increases. The plan stops the annual across-the-board cost of living adjustment, the COLA adjustment, for federal workers. It does not stop workers from getting raises altogether, though. The freeze does not affect pay raises for job classification upgrades. And most of the employees are, because there are 15 different GS raids, GS, the general schedule, 70% of the federal workforce is paid according to the general schedule. There are 15 wage grades, and most people every year get an increase from one grade to the next. There are, on average, 10 steps that are taken by if you have 15, most people can achieve at least 10 of them over their career. So a step increase can range from $728 for a GS-3 to move to a GS-4 to $3,321 for a GS-14 to raise to a GS-15. How do you like that? The government gives a percentage increase depending on the area of the country to reflect local variations in cost of living as well. So if you're a This is despite the pay freeze. You're a government employee living in Washington, classified as a GS-14, and you're upgraded to a GS-15. And by the way, there are steps in each of these as well. Steps, you have GS-14 step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4. You get it, right? So if you go from GS-14 step 1 to GS-15 step 1, which is a 10-step upgrade, you get a raise of $22,672. All right? I think I've made my point. Hopefully I have made my point. 800-510-8255. Pam, listening in Amherst, Virginia. So what's happening with you, Pam? What are you thinking about all of this?
Well, I get upset with Social Security. And like I was telling your screener, I worked 37 years, two jobs. My husband was career military, enlisted. I became disabled in 2001. I have been fighting for my disability since 2001. Now they keep telling, they kept appealing. Now they say I have no money. And I asked, where did my money go for the 37 years that I've worked? Yeah. And yet we've got people on welfare that have never worked a day in their life, and they have children to keep getting money, and I'm tired of paying for people who've never worked.
Pretty exasperating, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
The system sucks. That's as crude a way of putting it as I can put it. You're right. They're wrong. They have the power and the control because they've already extracted the money from you over the 37 years that you've been working. So they have it, and you don't.
I know. It would have been better if I could have just put the money myself in an account and saved it.
Right. Well, that's what happens often. Well, it's not always possible to do it if you're self-employed, but it may be easier to put less away for them to use it for other purposes. The money's not there, as I said, because they've used it for other things.
Exactly.
All right, Pam, sorry for your status. Sue in Tallahassee, North Carolina. Let's hear from you, ma'am.
Hi.
Hi.
I just have 2 points. I have a friend who is a G-14 in the government, federal government.
Yep.
And every Friday they play cards. They have a gym. She works out for an hour every day. I don't begrudge her for having a wonderful job, but the reason that it goes on and people are treated like kings, where the average working person just gets screwed, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
But it's because there's no one to vote in. By the time you go to vote,
they're all the same. You don't, exactly. That's why the primary system is so important. That's why it needs to be explained, but we don't have civics courses, social study courses, history courses anymore in a lot of schools. There's an insidious plot to destroy that kind of follow-through, if you will, Sue, with education. Thanks for your call, and thanks for being here on this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.